It is time once again for our Chatham County Roundup, our segment where we check in with our friends and neighbors just across the county line to see what's happening in the delightful community of Chatham. And joining me today to talk about the Chatham County government is Board of County Commissioners member Karen Howard, who joins me on the phone. Happy Tuesday, Karen. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Once the sun comes out and it warms up a little bit, I'm good.
Yes, that is always a good feeling in a good sense. It's also great to have you on. It is Election Day. You were running for re-election this year, ended up being unopposed in your Chatham County Commissioner race. So congratulations on your de facto re-election. And I imagine that it's probably a good feeling to not have to be too worried about the results rolling in tonight.
It is. It really is. And I can chalk it up to one of two things, and I choose the better one, which is that people are confident in my service and didn't feel the need to push someone out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine that probably has a lot to do with it, too, especially since we saw the District 2 candidate, Amanda Robertson, also file to run to replace Mike Dasher, and she ended up being unopposed as well. So we have yet to have Amanda on the air with us. I know she's been doing a good job of making the rounds in the Chatham community, especially since she's preparing to be taking over that elected position later this year. But for folks who are a little unaware of who she is, what she does, can you share some background on her and also why you're excited that she'll be joining the ranks of the county commissioners?
Absolutely. So I've known Amanda for several years, and one of the, I think, inspiring things about her is that she has been very much involved in the Chatham County community. She was involved when Chatham Park was coming along, trying to encourage them to have more sound environmental practices. She's serving on the planning board. She has served on the climate change committee. So I've gotten a strong sense of, where her values lie. And once she decided that she was going to run, she really showed up in ways that a lot of, candidates just aren't able to. But she has been coming to the Board of Commissioners budget retreats. She's been coming to board meetings. She has taken the time to meet with Board of Education folks and the superintendent to try to understand some of the challenges that they are dealing with, and perhaps we as a Board of Commissioners could have some input back on. So she's really been out there and involved. And it's, there's people who are passionate about getting into service and then people who are passionate about extending the service they're already doing. And I think that's Amanda. I think she's really been sort of dug in since she got here, which was before I did, and has demonstrated a real commitment to the issues and challenges of leadership. And I'm really looking forward to having her voice. It helps that, we come from very different backgrounds, very different professional backgrounds. She had one son who I believe only finished at Chatham County Schools maybe, so we come with different perspectives and experiences. And I think that's a good complement to a board to have people with, we might be Democrats, but that doesn't really say very much about our experience and what we're bringing to the conversation. So I think it's good that we have some diversity showing up on our board.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your point of her really making the effort on the front end, I think, we saw this a lot with the local election period that just went down this past November in our Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsborough town elections, that folks, whether they were running in contested races or unopposed, were really making the effort to make sure that they were informed on the kind of the inner workings of local government. And it's one of those things where it of course makes sense when you say it out loud and it makes sense on some paper, but it's just not necessarily an easy thing to do. And also, I don't think a path that quite as many folks take. And to me, that's not only a testament to the person, but then also to the kind of a testament to the community as well, that here in Orange, and we see this in Chatham County too, that there are people who are really willing to be able to kind of sink their teeth into these roles and make sure that they have a deep understanding so that when they do become truly elected officials and are serving the electorate and the community, that they kind of know what to expect and that they feel as informed as they can.
Absolutely. Running for office and serving are such different creatures. Mm. Running for office is aspirational. You are not required to actually do anything. And so you really do bring your aspirations for being in office. When you are in office and you are serving, there are very specific guidelines and restrictions on what local power really is, what local government really has the potential to impact. And so you not only have those limitations, but you also have relationships that you have to build if you really want to be successful in getting anything done, because we do not govern alone, right? So we are in relationships with our school district, with our towns and municipalities. We're in relationships with our social services, the sheriffs, the police departments, and all of these networks that we develop once you are in office are what really help us get the work done. You do not run for office, get there, and start, waving a magic wand and getting stuff done. As wonderful as that would be, it is not the way America works, that we are a community and we are a government that requires collaboration, and no one has the ultimate control. And so it has, been it's always a learning curve once you get in office, but it is less of a learning curve when you've actually taken the time to sit in on commissioner meetings and see how the bread is actually made.
We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard here on the Chatham County Roundup. And that local government that Karen speaks of is chathamcountync.gov. And that, or I should say, is the website for the county that she speaks of. And along those lines, too, just being informed and kind of being prepared, I saw that your colleague and peer, Katie Kenlin, just completed the UNC School of Government course for elected officials. The county kind of put this messaging out, and it's one of those things where I think some folks in the community might go, well, they put a whole news release out about that. Why is that a big deal? But, I believe it is yourself, Kyle Shipp, and now Katie are the three who have gone through it. And from everybody I've spoken with, it seems like it's an incredibly important resource that the UNC School of Government offers. I'm hoping you could share a little bit more about your experience with that, Karen, and then also how you think it's going to help Katie and, any other future elected officials on the local government level.
Yes. I mean, we're so lucky in North Carolina to have a resource like the School of Government, right, who's specifically dedicated to helping us govern better. And we also have the Association of County Commissioners that works very closely with the School of Government to develop that programming. And the municipalities and towns have access to that same learning, and the school board also have access. And Advanced Leadership Corps is a group of individuals that are invited to be part of a cohort that takes a five-day deep dive into themselves as individuals, themselves as elected representatives of people, and also how they operate in context with others. And so it is, like I said, I go back to, we don't govern alone, but we also bring our experiences, whether it's good or bad, our knowledge and lack of knowledge, the places where we're deeply informed and the places that we still have to grow and learn, we bring that to the equation. And this program really does help individuals hone in on their strengths, recognize the strengths of others, and also do something that I don't think we do very well in government anymore. Listen to other people so that we can hear what they are really trying to say and not judge them because their opinion differs from ours. I've suggested to others that it should be mandatory. It really should be mandatory that after a couple of years of serving in government, you take the Advanced Leadership Corps program, 5 days of intensive learning and unlearning and relearning, so that we can work together better. And we can put aside some of the petty differences that we allow to step into our conversations and relationships and focus on things that actually matter and keep going back to our core values. I think most people have a healthy set of core values. They can become entangled in other things. And one of the things that I think that Advanced Leadership Corps does most incredibly well is help you develop a real sense of your core values so that when things are seeming like they're going out of control, you're losing an argument, you're having a difficult conversation, you can pull yourself get back to those core values and reach out to the other person on the basis of those, right? What are the things that really matter to you? Because there's a really good possibility they matter to the other person. They might rank differently in the hierarchy of things that they care about. But at the end of the day, most of us care about the same things. And if we can come back to that and disabuse ourselves of the notion that most people are out in government or in public office for selfish and nefarious reasons, if we could come back to the notion that everybody else has a set of values that are equally valid, and that we can relate to each other and come from a place of integrity. I think most of our conversations in politics and in government would be constructive and would be for the benefit of the people.
I think that pairs so well with a conversation that people have been hearing snippets of throughout the day and that we have shared on Chapelboro of the current polarization that we're seeing in national politics and how that has filtered down to the state and local level. I think that's an extremely good note, Karen. And I think, too, you know, to tie it back to Chatham County, I feel like that's part of the reason why Chatham County undergoes such a big process as you all did with One Chatham and the strategic planning process a few years ago to lay out a plan, of course, to help the local government figure out its step forward, but then also to give the whole community a chance to come together and say, what are those core values? What is it that we want to focus on both in the short term and the long term?
Yeah. And when you do that, you create a set of goals that it doesn't matter what your actual politics is, that those goals are so fundamental to what is important to Chatham County residents, to what's important to the school district, our social services, our sheriff's departments, our, you know, DSS, that you really do have a guiding document that works regardless of who's in office. And I think that is really the work that we are meant to be doing.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of Chatham in that regard.
Well, we have just a few moments left with you, Karen. Any other things that you want to flag either around the Chatham County government or around the Chatham County community for our listeners today?
The only thing I want to remind people is that Chatham County libraries have wonderful opportunities for story times, educational opportunities, and particularly this month for Women's History Month, there are a couple of there's a virtual screening of a film, Great Unsung Women of Computing, that will run from the, I think the 14th, yes, from the 14th to the 21st, and then an author event at the Chatham Community Library on the history of marrying for reasons other than love. Again, issues that women have faced and dealt with, and things, the remarkable things that women have done for our Women's History Month, and I encourage people to take advantage of those opportunities to learn.
Yeah, sounds like an excellent opportunity, and the library, always a great place for resources. Be sure to go check those out, and you are able to find some more details about that and many of the other themes and county government-specific things we've been talking about with Commissioner Karen Howard today by heading to chathamcountync.gov. Karen, as always, thank you for joining us on the Chatham County Roundup, and we look forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.